This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Cody Tucker joining me now from 7220sports.com. He is our Wyoming Cowboys insider. And Cody, I'm very interested in this discussion. I read your entire write-up at 7220sports.com, Tuck's take, I love it, about Craig Bohl. Essentially, should he stay, should he go, what's it look like? And I thought you did a great job of laying out the positives, the negatives, and then kind of leaving us with ultimately what you kind of think should happen going forward with the Cowboys.
Yeah, man, I kind of wanted to just leave it open for discussion because there are so many pros and so many cons, and and we're kind of seeing that with the fan base. Half the fan base says no way we want him. Half the fan base says I've had it with potato bowls and six win seasons, and he's been here for 10 years and still has a losing record. And I see the argument on both sides. And to be honest with you, my take on the whole thing, which I didn't put in the column, is You've got to adapt and you have to change on offense. I mean, you have to. You have to figure out how to make this offense better and how to score points. The name of the game, man. How to be more efficient on offense, especially throwing the football. And other than that, I think he's basically had it pegged since he's been here. He's had a great defense. He's had good running games. He's had good special teams. They are just not getting over the hump. And that is, you get in third and long, you're screwed. And that's really what it's been since Josh Allen went to the NFL.
Yeah, essentially, I mean, there are those comparisons with what Air Force does and Wyoming does, some at least. Wyoming's not anything quite like what Air Force does or whatever. But yeah, that's the concern is, third and long. We like the gritty quarterbacks. Josh Allen was tough as nails and was great, but didn't really become, and I know there's controversy surrounding him today, but didn't really become like lights out, air it out all the time. Now you look at Peasley, gritty quarterback and stuff. So do you think that Craig Bohl, if he's there, if he wants to come back, if Wyoming keeps going, does he take another long look in the mirror and say, okay, I need to change how I do things with my quarterback?
Well, honestly, it's been 10 years. We've seen the same script playing out over and over. What would hurt about adding a spread element? I mean, you read the column. He actually stood behind the podium and clapped his hands and acted like he was going to get a snap from center and saying these offenses are so simplistic these days that, hey, throw it to the wide open guy. If he's not open, tuck it and run. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it need to be so damn difficult, especially at this level? They talked about Peasley last year and how much trouble he had because he was coming from that simplistic offense at Utah State, which, oh, by the way, won a Mountain West championship in 2021, he had trouble getting the whole playbook down. Why does it need to be that difficult? I mean, what do they say about sports? The less you think, the quicker you play. And if you're thinking that much and the route trees are so difficult and the playbook's so thick and the cadences are so intricate, why? 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 And it hasn't been working, so why not, for lack of a better term, dumb it down a little bit and see what can happen? I mean, what do you got to lose?
It's so interesting. Now, again, Craig Bohl has obviously been with Wyoming a lot longer than Jay Norvell has been at CSU, but I had Mike Brohard on yesterday, and I was like, this four air raid thing we're seeing in CSU, it's been 2 years, and we're not really seeing it take hold, and I know it did in Nevada, whatever. But I asked Mike if Jay would consider editing his air raid a little bit. And I was met with a harsh no, absolutely not. But my goodness, Cody, we see coaches all the time, good ones, whether we're talking football, basketball, whatever, they do adapt if they need to. And I think both coaches could look in the mirror and say, can I change a little bit? Doesn't mean I have to change who I am, my linebacker philosophy, my run game philosophy, my air raid philosophy. Just means I can change a few things to better the system and get better in a certain area that we're weak in.
Yeah, well, Nick Saban did it.
Yeah.
If Nick Saban's going to do it, then I think that gives everybody free reign to do it, right? Yeah, you got to change some things up, and it certainly wouldn't hurt anything. I mean, you're trying the same thing over and over, and it's just not working. So why not go with something a little easier for these guys? It's just, you know, I wish I could think of the exact team and all that stuff for you, Brady, but I read something a couple years ago where it was a guy, a coach who was going to a team that they lost their coach because they were so successful. He left for a bigger job. He came in and he goes, why would I come in with my ego and my offense? Their offense was working. It'd be easier for me to learn new terminology than 50 guys to learn new terminology. So I'm going to go with what they're comfortable with, and I'm going to learn what they've been doing. Craig Bohl talks often about when it's snowing and we need a yard against Colorado State in November in Laramie, we're going to, by God, pick up that yard. Well, I tell you what, Fresno State and Jeff Tedford, who is also a seasoned, veteran, older gentleman, he is adapted. And he has, you don't think Fresno State can pick up a yard? I do. I've seen them have unbelievable rushing attacks and throw the ball with precision. And they have won a Mountain West championship. We saw the same thing with Utah State. We're seeing it right now with Barry Odom at UNLV. He is a defensive guy, just like Craig Bohl. He handed the offense to a guy who runs a go-go, weird, triple-option-looking, spread-them-out, you know, a bizarre offense. And guess what? It's working. UNLV is one game away from beating Air Force in Colorado Springs and being the top dog in this league with 1 week to go in the regular season.
It's that is absolutely crazy, just nuts. But then you look at, these teams that are able to adapt. You look at these coaches that are able to adapt. I don't know if Craig Bohl has the ability to do that, but that's what's going to be needed here because, Cody, I think I had tweeted something out, you know, again, learning more and more about Wyoming, really having you on the program and getting to know you more. But it is, every single year, it is the same thing. It's, well, are they going to be any good? And then you kind of have told us the real tale of this team over the last two seasons. Are they going to be any good? They're going to be better than people expect. Okay, that's true. They go win some really big games that nobody expected them being in. And then they get to this stage where, whoa, they are really good. They could compete for a Mountain West championship. And then they lose a game they're supposed to, or whatever happens.
Yeah.
They win the boot, and then they lose another game, like the UNLV game, where maybe that could have saved them. And now they're kind of just a bowl game. They're a bowl team. That's what this team is. And for CSU fans, dude, they're salivating over something like that. They'd love to win the boot. They'd love to go to bowl games on a regular basis. And they'd love the first week of November to at least be in the discussion. But for Wyoming, I understand where they're coming from, too. At some point, you want to quit just saying 6, 7, 8 wins is good enough.
Yeah, especially after 10 years when you have a guy who's coming to Laramie on the heels of 3 national championships at the FCS level. It's not working here, and it hasn't worked here for a long time. And, you know, you can blame the quarterbacks all you want, but all we hear about is how difficult this offense is and how hard it is to grasp and how hard it is to get down. And he even talks about Evan Swoboda right now, the backup quarterback, who has seemingly incredible tools, including a cannon of an arm, which he compares him to number 17 often when he talks about his arm, but he's still has to build from the shoulders up, aka be able to make the checks at the line and getting up there and deciphering defenses and all that. It's great to hear, and it's great in theory, and yeah, it's cool that Wyoming players go into the NFL and they're a step ahead of the game on offense and defense because they've run such a difficult scheme in Laramie, but it needs to work in Laramie. And it's a developmental program. You can't have guys develop and take 3 years to develop, play one good solid year in Laramie, and then go to the NFL. We're here to win in Laramie, right?
I mean, yeah.
That's the key, right? I mean, it's cool to see guys on Sundays and have them say Josh Allen, University of Wyoming. That's cool, but Josh Allen didn't win anything in Laramie.
Cody Tucker joining us, our Wyoming Cowboys insider, 7220sports.com. And that's the thing, like, Allen, and again, you speak better on this than I do. I watched a handful of Wyoming games when Josh Allen was the quarterback. And what I got from it, tough as nails, you know, had a cannon of an arm, would take off and run it. I remember that CSU game in the snow when he's just doing the tough things, right? And then he gets to the NFL, And now he's starting to look more and more like that complete quarterback, a guy that's airing it out, biggest, maybe perhaps the biggest arm in the NFL. So what you say makes so much sense, is like they're learning, they're becoming a football player with Wyoming. And then once they leave, yeah, now they're like household names.
Yeah, and how come the NFL gets to reap the benefits and not the Wyoming fans?
Right, yes.
That has been frustrating as hell, and I've asked Craig that, and he does not like it when I say, how can you continually put guys in the NFL, but they're not winning here? And, you know, and then it gets into, well, it's not that simplistic and yada yada, but, you know, we watched some of the worst defenses in Wyoming history in 2016, the team that went to the Mountain West Championship game and lost to San Diego State. That team had 5-6 NFL guys on the defensive side of the ball, lost 69-66 in triple overtime at UNLV, a bad UNLV team, and then gave up almost 600 rushing yards at Albuquerque in the finale. I mean, it was that bad. How? How on earth do you have a roster loaded with NFL guys that give up that kind of those kind of stats?
All right, so Cody, what do you think? What's going to happen here? He has 1 year left on his contract, correct?
Yes.
So, does Wyoming want him back? Do they say, finish, you know, go do one more year, this is it, your swan song, go ahead? Or does Craig Bohl want to do it one more year? What do you think? What's going to happen? What should happen?
I think Bohl will be back. Let's keep it real here. He does have 1 year left on his contract, but are you going to go into your final year a lame duck and not have anything beyond that? I mean, on the flip side, how do Wyoming fans react if Tom Berman comes out today and says, we signed Craig Bohl to a 3-year extension?
Mm.
I mean, how are you feeling? But you're not going to go into your final year with no guarantees after this year. So it would have to be a strategic thing where you say, okay, this is going to be my last year. Tom Berman will be looking for replacements during my final year, and it's going to be a big, long goodbye. I mean, it would have to be like that, because there's no way in hell any smart coach is going into a year a lame duck head coach, and the university doesn't want that either. It's terrible for recruiting. So I think he'll be back, and I think it's time for athletic director Tom Berman to say, the offense has to change. The scheme has to change. This is clearly what's holding us back.
Yeah, and that's something where, you know, what is he, Cody? Is he, he's 65, he'll be 66, I think, in the summer.
Yep.
Like, how long does he want to do it? Do you look at it potentially? Does he have 5 years left of coaching at this level? Does he want to? We'll see. But I think you're right. There's got to be a way they can meet in the middle, because he does a lot of things right. And in this day and age of the grass isn't always greener, you know, this coach leaves to go to that job and that job ends up sucking. And then this team fires that coach and then the second coach ends up being terrible. It is a fine line to walk. But I think there's got to be a compromise. There's got to be a situation where, Craig, we love so many things of what you do, but we've got to get this offense to the, I mean, CSU might get better at this air raid thing. Who knows? But that's going to be something you got to be able to contend with if you get down early.
Yeah, no, and Berman's the boss. I mean, he's the boss. So, you know, he has to take a look at this thing, which I know he does, and he has to say, what are the problems? And they're pretty damn glaring and obvious. And, you know, the other thing, this is for another column another day, but, you know, I'm seeing Wyoming fans say, well, who are you going to get that's better? Well, Wyoming's historically had some of the greatest coaches in college football history come through here. I think one of the main things that you need to realize is being a stepping stone is not the cuss word it appears to be. If you're a stepping stone, that means guys are coming in here and winning and taking bigger jobs like they have traditionally at Wyoming. The Cowboys have not lost a coach because of success since 1999. You want those young guys that are coming in here hungry that, yeah, they might jump to a job in 3 years, but you know what? They're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to win a hell of a lot of games to get it. So I think those guys are out there. I think they're out there in spades, and we need to quit being so gun-shy about the word stepping stone. It is what it is. There's only so many Sonny Lubicks, Fisher DeBerrys, and Craig Bohls in this world. And, you know, like the transfer portal, you better just fall in love with the name on the front of the jersey and not the coaches and not the players.
What would you do, Cody? Would you lean in more on that side of, hey, we're going to give you, we'll bring you back, we'll maybe sign you to a 2-3 year thing, but you got to change a little bit? Or are you cutting bait right now? What would you do if you were in that chair?
I'm not cutting bait unless I'm having that conversation with Craig and he says no.
Interesting.
He says no, yeah. I'm not changing this offense. We're keeping the same playbook. I told you we're going to get a yard in the snow. Then I'd say we're moving on. If he says, you know what, you're right. This hasn't worked in 10 years. It's time to change some stuff. We need to dumb it down. Then I'm saying, okay, I've seen you. You're an old dog, and I've seen you learn new tricks with the NIL and the transfer portal. Can you learn this new trick and change this offense? If you can, I am more than willing, and the fans of the state, I think, are going to get right behind you 100%, but it's got to change.
I love it, man. I absolutely do. I think it's a great conversation because Wyoming is an interesting team. You know, typically they're at least a good football team. How do you get past that point of, okay, we've been like this forever. How do we get to the point now where we can be a Boise State, where we can, you know, run the table? And this isn't all, it's an up and down Mountain West conference. This would have been that UNLV game would have been a prime opportunity because look what happened last weekend, and
the Cowboys
couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and I think it's been abundantly clear the defense hasn't been the problem, the running game hasn't been the problem, special teams until this year hasn't been the problem. We all know what the problem is, and you know, it's instead of boasting about how difficult your offense is and how complex it is. You know, you got to dumb it down. You have to, in my opinion, you have to dumb it down. And also, you're a victim of your own success. When you go to a Mountain West Championship game in your third year after two dismal years, you're setting yourself up telling your fan base, hey, get prepared. We're going to be in this Mountain West title game a lot. And you haven't been back since. So, it's people want more, and they're starving for more, and they need more, and they're seeing really talented players on the field who can get the job done that just haven't. And, you know, another thing, I talk to people who are not huge fans, and they go, you know, I try watching Wyoming, but when they try and throw the ball, it's like it's in slow motion. Everything's just seems so damn complicated.
Yeah.
And they're right. They're right. If I could take a step back and take an objective look at it, they're absolutely correct.
Yeah, well, some interesting discussions are going to have to happen for sure. Wyoming still has a couple of games left, but we're seeing it, man. The Mountain West... Brady Hoke retired. Andy Avalos is out at Boise State. So it.
Andy Gonzalez is probably next.
Next, yes.
Yeah.
So it's you have teams in this conference looking around going, the time is now. We want to put our best foot forward. If something happens with the Mountain West or whatever, we want to be the attractive brand, so we need to get the right guy here. So I wouldn't be shocked by several teams, several situations, if we see coaches coming and going and whatnot.
Yeah, you got a 12-team playoff on the horizon here, and you've got all this off-season movement of teams leaving and going God knows where. And Washington State and Oregon State, they might be starting to pick teams off. Are you going to be one of those? So there's a lot on the line here, and you have to get it right.
I love it, man. Cody, it's a good conversation, tough conversation. Loved your write-up at 7220sports.com with your Tux takes. Absolutely good. You know, if you just want to break in the good, the bad, maybe some of the ugly with Craig Bohl over his time, nobody better when it comes to the Wyoming Cowboys. Cody, my man, what else are you working on that we can check out in the next day or two?
Tell you what, you know, with these football games coming up that aren't exactly meaningful, starting to turn a little bit of attention to hoops here. Exciting 2-0 start for them. I know that, you know, they're not exactly playing Duke in North Carolina, but, you know, this Cam Manyau kid, 6'9" freshman, he's a guy you can build this program around, and if you're going to throw NIL money at a dude, that's the kid. He's wise beyond his years. He's playing. He's already got two double-doubles under his belt, and he could be a really special player. So Jeff Linder would be really smart, I feel, to start building around this kid and making sure he's here for the long term.
Yeah, let's see if this basketball team can maybe turn some heads this upcoming year. Cody, always appreciate you, my man. Isn't that something? Wyoming, you're talking about Wyoming. They're at least in a bowl game, but nothing to play for. CSU has to win out in order to get into a bowl game, and it's like it's the playoffs around Fort Collins. It's just the perspective, man. It's crazy.
And that's what Wyoming fans are grappling with, too. Do you want to be like Colorado State right now?
Right.
Or do you want? Are you okay with 7-8 wins?
It is. I feel for the fans. I really do. I absolutely do. Cody, always great, man. Appreciate you, my friend. I was looking forward to this chat.
Yep, thanks, Brady. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 40 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.